This is the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104 Today's Hits, and I'd like to welcome a very special guest via the phone line. He is an ocean conservationist as well as the founder of Safeguard of the Seas. He's now the author of a book called Emperors of the Deep, something that you definitely have to check out. And in honor of Shark Week, of course, if you are a fan of Discovery Channel, you know all about Shark Week and just an animal lover, I decided to have William on the show to talk about his book, Emperors of the Deep, which is really about sharks. William, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on with me.
Gino, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely, and it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm about a third of the way done with the book, and I absolutely love it. I can't put it down. It's incredible, and there's so many statistics and facts that are just jumping out at me that are really breathtaking, but before we get into that a little bit, let's talk about what propelled you to write this book and what was really your inspiration behind it.
Yeah, you know, I stumbled on a shark tournament in Long Island, and this is where people go out to catch the biggest shark for prize money, and I was on the dock, and I saw these sharks dangling from yardarms. They had been executed like common criminals, and it just broke my heart that these magnificent animals were butchered for entertainment. So it started a journey for me to learn more about sharks. Did they deserve this treatment? And as I started to learn all these things, I found that science has made remarkable advances in the last 5-10 years about sharks that most people don't know about. And also that the destruction of sharks is pervasive around the world. And the bottom line is that there are 100 million sharks that are being killed every year. And that just, to me, is a travesty. And so I wrote this book not just to expose that, but also to make people look at sharks in a different light, that they're not what they are portrayed as on the media as these man-eaters. We need to rethink the shark.
Yeah, for sure. And you actually mentioned that in the book, talking about, of course, the novel written by Peter Benchley, then Steven Spielberg made it into that blockbuster movie that we all know, Jaws. I think that had a lot to do with it, and that kind of, it's with that saying, that reputation kills sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And Peter Benchley, it's interesting, after he wrote the book, he was on a dive, and he found all of these sharks that had been finned alive, and that died, floated down to the bottom. And he was horrified at what he saw, and it made him realize he had made a big mistake in writing Jaws. In fact, if he had to do it all over again, he would write something else.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, he died before he could continue on his work. And so I think that from what he has said, it's really the sharks that are oppressed by humans and not the other way around. And so, again, the Jaws myth had just been perpetuated by TV, by movies, sometimes on Shark Week. And I'm on a mission out there to change that perception. I think when you're watching something on Shark Week and it's educational and you're learning something, how important they are, that's great. But when it comes to watching something with a shark circling around divers in a cage and the Jaws music is playing in the background, that's
right.
Counterproductive because it's perpetuating the myths that we know are wrong.
Yeah, for sure. And you definitely state that point numerous times in reasons why. Why are the people going after the sharks? Like you said, 100 million sharks, which is just a truly unbelievable number. 100 million sharks killed a year, where only humans killed by sharks are about four a year. Staggering statistics there. Why are sharks so targeted?
Yeah, well, sharks are targeted for a number of reasons. Number one, of course, is shark fin soup. If you're in China, or other Asian countries, if you want to show off, you have a wedding, banquet, you serve shark fin soup. And so sharks are killed primarily, 70 million sharks are killed for that a year. But sharks are also killed for other reasons, many frivolous. In the case of cosmetics, they're made out of a shark material called squalene.
Mm-hmm.
So lipstick, I don't think that's a good idea to kill a shark for that. Sharks are killed for shark cartilage products. So people think if they take a pill, that's going to help them protect against cancer, which is utter nonsense. But the big thing is that we need, of course, fish, and we eat lots of tuna. And in the case of out in the Pacific Ocean, when they're catching tuna, they catch sharks by design so that they can fin them and then sell the fins for money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that is just a butchery of the sharks.
Yeah, and what is something that we can do to prevent that that's happening? Is there a policy thing that needs to be changed? In your opinion, what can we do to help?
Yeah, I think we need some policy changes. I think first and foremost, we need to ban shark tournaments. If anybody knows of them, to tell people don't participate in that. We need these sharks desperately. Two is, I think as consumers, we need to think about what we're buying when it comes to seafood products. So, for example, with tuna, lots of sharks are killed catching tuna the way they catch it today with longline fishing. I think you may want to consider buying tuna that's pole caught. In other words, one single pole with one fisherman catching one fish at a time. That is sustainable fishing. That's what we need. And then there's legislation. There's legislation pending right now in Congress that would ban the trading of shark fins in the United States. Amazingly, you can still consume shark fin soup in this country and trade shark fins. Canada has already banned trading in shark fins. We need to do that in this country. So letting your representative in Congress realize we've got to pass this legislation now, that would help. And I think just making, you know, any time you're in the supermarket, make sure that you're buying American seafood, because we have the laws and regulations in place that actually protect these animals.
Excellent. And all those points are made in the book as well that you can check out. This is William McKeever. He's the author of Emperors of the Deep. It's Sharks, the Ocean's Most Mysterious, Most Misunderstood, and Most Important Guardians. I highly suggest you pick it up where all books are sold, of course. And you actually have a companion documentary that's coming out next year that kind of circulates the whole idea as well.
Yes, that's coming out in 2020. And for now, though, the book is in bookstores, available on Amazon. And nothing better than to, when you're in Maine and New Hampshire and you're going to the beach, than to get this book and right before you go into the water to just think about out there, sharks are everywhere, and there's nothing to worry about, this is the time to enjoy your life and take advantage of that great ocean that we have.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better myself. I completely agree, and enjoy that the beach life and just know that these beautiful creatures are out there. One last question for you, William, because you do talk about it a little bit. You had an experience of actually being able to swim with the sharks. Why don't we wrap up here, one last question, and talk about that experience, because not every day you get to talk to someone who had that chance.
Yeah, and that was a thrill for me. You know, I did a cage dive in South Africa with a great white, and I came to the realization that sharks really weren't interested in people like me in the cage, so I decided to do a dive in Florida out of a cage, and we threw some tuna over the side, and some bull sharks showed up. And bull sharks are big and strong, and I swam with them without a cage, and it was really an amazing experience. They are so intelligent. They're curious. They came over to us. You know, they didn't get that close. And we just had this exchange, and then they swam off. And it made me realize, here I am, totally exposed, but nothing happened to me. And it was just a great thrill.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for writing this book. Again, it's Emperors of the Deep. You can get it where books are sold. And William, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, appreciate it, Gino.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.